The Pasuk says in Parashash Mishpatim, Perachav Beis Pasuk Lamed, Ubasa Batrefa, that the Jewish people can't eat flesh from a, it could have been a kosher animal, but it's a trefa, it could be a hole in it, one of the type of foods one cannot eat. So what could you do this food that you can't eat? La kelev tashlichon oso. You shall throw it to the dogs. It's a whole debate among the Rishonim. Is this a real mitzvah or not? Tosa seems to say it's a real mitzvah. He discusses, you shouldn't get makis if you eat trefa because it's a lav hanitak la'ase. Whatever. But the point being, Tosa seems to assume it's a mitzvah. And others as well. But what does Rashi tell us? Rashi quotes from the Chazal that what, why la kelev tashlichin also? Because it's a schar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never withholds reward from any bria, from any creation. Racham of HaKol Masav. And on the night of Makos Bechoros, when God was bringing the plague against the firstborns, the dogs kept their mouth shut. They didn't bark the whole night during Makos Bechoros. And therefore, because they were quiet on the night of Makos Bechoros, therefore, we show them Hakaras HaTov by giving them a kelev tashlichin oso. What's the significance? What's so great about keeping your mouth shut? About that they didn't bark? So the Eben Ezra explains, and others, because the Jews obviously were slaves in Egypt 210 years. As the Eben Ezra explained, in many places they had a slave mentality. And therefore, slaves are very easily intimidated in general. And especially by dogs. Dogs were used by the masters. People were afraid of dogs. And especially during those days, especially also during the Holocaust, so even people, survivors, so you could be afraid of dogs anyway, but even more afraid because you think back to that time. So, but in general, slaves are easily frightened, and therefore the dog represented that they were afraid. So if they wouldn't have, if the dogs would start going crazy and barking on the Jewish end, it might have scared the people, and they never would have left their houses, and then they never would have left, and there wouldn't be a Gulas Mitzrayim. So Hakaras HaTov to the dogs, because they were silent and they didn't bark, therefore the Jews with the slave mentality weren't afraid, and therefore. And therefore, in return for what they did, they get a kelev tashlichin oso. Or in other words, the dogs who were in Mitzrayim, they realized that Yosef was the one who kept Egypt from going into a famine. So it's kind of like the dogs had a karas atov to the Jews. And therefore, because they had a karas atov by not barking, we reward them by a kelev tashlichin also. And in fact, we know from many yesodas that a karas atov is, the world is created based on hakaras atov. That's the foundation of one's belief. Everyone knows, you go back. That's the fundamental yisod in Judaism. Bereishis, the Bishvil Reishis, the world was created based on this principle of Hakaras HaTov. So in fact, Rav Menachem Kasher, in his Sefer Torah Shlema, he cites an amazing medrash that talks about the Egyptians kept two pictures, the magic of these dogs, silver dogs, right next to Yosef's coffin. Why? Because they knew the slaves were afraid of dogs, and therefore they didn't want anyone to to take, to take the coffin. So we see that dogs played a key role. So therefore, because they were silent, but why were they silent? They were silent also. They also had a karas. So they recognized, they remember the Yosefs who took care of them, the Jewish people. So on the night of Pesach, Leil Pesach, they kept quiet. So the Torah gives them a reward, Lakelev Tashlichin also. Because we learned, they had the Midah HaKaras HaTov, and we reward them with HaKaras HaTov. In fact, it's an amazing Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes, there's a general halacha that you're only allowed to feed animals that belong to you. Animals that are ownerless or don't belong to you. The assumption is, in cases where the assumption is they'll have their own food, there's no need for you to feed them. However, the Magen Avraham writes, when it comes to dogs, even if it's not your dog, you're allowed to feed them. Why? He says, since what they did at Makas Bechoris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, since they showed HaKaras HaTov to us, so therefore, Akelav Tashlich, and also, and it's considered Mizonot Olav, it's considered like they belong to us, because we have to show HaKaras HaTov. It's like we're working on a Tikkun Ami. It's like the Aruch HaShulchan writes by Shabbos Shira. You're allowed to feed the birds, even though it's not their birds, the same birds, because we want to show HaKaras HaTov. So the dogs, we know man's best friend, is supposed to be very loyal. And that could be why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, that's why they told Paro, that you know what? That the dogs aren't going to bark Makas Bechoros. It's to show that the Egyptians are even lower than the people. The Egyptians don't show HaKaras HaTov. They're a bunch of ingrates. While the dogs show HaKaras HaTov. And that's, in fact, that's the famous line of Mark Twain used to always say, if you take a starving dog out of the snow, out of torrential rain, you feed it, you take care of it, you wash it, that dog won't bite your hand. That, he said, is the main difference between a dog and a human being. So whether that's true or not by all human beings, it was certainly true by the Egyptians. In fact, that's what they point out, that Yisro, why did Yisro get his own parsha? He got his own parsha because the Mefarshim point out, what's the first impression we find by Yisro? We find he was, when his daughters came back early, he said, what are you doing back? He said, some man saved us from the shepherd. So they said, go, what are you doing? You left him outside, go get him. So if the first yisod of Yisro was HaKaras HaTov, that warrants a parsha in the Torah. And in fact, that's where we find Yisro in the beginning. Before that, he was one of the observers, one of the advisors of Paro. And Paro said he can't be a part of this, and he runs away. Again, he couldn't live in a place, Yisro eternalized it so much, he couldn't live in a place where there wasn't HaKaras HaTov, and Egyptians were kafay tov of everything that they did. And that's the Yisod, that's the lesson we learn, that's the lesson that we learned from the dogs, that the dogs showed HaKaras HaTov, that they kept quiet during the night of Mitzrayim. And because of that, we have the redemption. So therefore, we reward in Lakelem Tashlichen also, that you could feed dogs even if they don't belong to you. That's a machokas, but the Magen Avraham says you can. The Maksa the Shekel disagrees. So therefore, that's the yisod of, and therefore, Lakelem Tashlichen also, and that's why specifically it's a reward the Torah tells us, in Parashas Mishpatim, that's the reward for the dogs because of the tremendous din of Halacha of HaKaras HaTov, which we find throughout. as Rav Henkin, they say over Rav Henkin, the story with Rav Henkin, that he was, you know, back in the day when they had words, they only had a certain amount of words on a telegram, so he said, he only had a choice, one more word to have to say, please or thank you. And thank you in Yiddish is gedanks, it's one word. So Rav Henkin said, yeah, please is a nice way of talking, but thank you is a chiyuv. And as we know, you can't someone else to say thank you. You have to do it yourself. As the Avidrom writes, that when we do the Chazoras Hashatz, usually we're listening to the Chazim, but the one thing we don't listen to, we do ourselves, is what we do listen to, we say, Modim Derabanan. Why Modim Derabanan? Because when it comes to saying thank you, it has to be from yourself. So we find the Yisod throughout the Yisod Olam of Hakaras HaTov, and the effect that goes back to the dogs, that we learn the lesson from the dogs, and we incorporate it in contrast to the Egyptians who are Kafei Tova, so we remember, we work our Tikkun Hamidas, whether it's feeding the birds on Shabbos Shira, or perhaps according to the Magen Aram, being permitted to feed even someone else's dog on Shabbos, it's not feeding the dog or feeding the bird, but it's not the same one. But it's to ingrain in ourselves the concept of Hakaras HaTov that Moshe showed Paro he didn't have, and didn't end well for him, and it's for us to feel Hakaras HaTov to our situation, and that's the lesson we learn out from Lakelev Tashlichen also.